I was a songwriter, but I didn't really become a real songwriter until I started writing songs with LaShawn. He actually made me feel more comfortable in my penmanship and confident in my melodies, and always, you know, challenged me, which made me challenge myself even more to, you know, push the envelope.
Shiz pushed me to a level where I didn't know I could go. And the results of that was a hit record. Against all odds.
Everybody ain't the best at producing vocals, but LaShawn was absolutely one of the best at producing vocals. And man, he knew what he was doing, and he pulled the best out of us, helped us to tap into new creativity and bring our flavor, but also an added flavor. And so I loved working with him. Plus, he was fun. He knew how to get the best out of you and make you laugh the whole time. So that's what I loved about working with him.
What I've learned from Mr. Daniels is when it's fun, that's when you can be you're most creative.
I mean, he was just a joy to be around and hella funny. And we would be in the studio cracking jokes, laughing, hearing about some of the most incredible musicians of our time, and then being able to sing and do vocal production in a way that was just artistic. It was beautiful. He was a lover of his craft, a lover of his family.
Like, he didn't play no games. Like, he's pushing you to your limits, but he's also challenging you. He's also being a cheerleader for you, letting you know what you can do. But he gave me the confidence, then challenged me as, you know, as a creative. You would never know all that he did from the way that he carried himself. He was humble. He had integrity. He was exceptional every time he stepped into the studio or picked up his pen. I'm so glad that his music is still here. We still get to hear his voice. That's wonderful, but he'll never be replaced.
He's shown us that with all that he's accomplished, it was okay to still be a master, but to also be a student. And that is just LaShawn Daniels.
The amazing and incredible LaShawn Daniels.